Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here with our special guest, Bill Bauman. And we'd like to take the time now to thank you for joining us. Your presence really matters. We appreciate you so much. And know that even if we're not taking questions on this particular show, we very much feel you and honor you and appreciate you being with us. Please join me now in welcoming Bill back to You Awakening. Bill Bauman is one of the true spiritual leaders of our time, really almost a pioneer in what's been happening over the last few decades. He's the teacher of many of the spiritual teachers and leaders who we currently know now. So, Bill, let's get started. I know everyone's really waiting to hear from you. Welcome back.
Oh, Jacqueline, thank you so much. It is a pleasure. It's a joy to be back. I look especially forward to my time with you and your precious, beautiful, and very silly group of people in the precious community, simply because there's such a power here. There's such a light. There's such a spirit. Such a presence of grace every time we get together. And so, you know, amid many other things that I do, I just feel this magnetic draw to you and to this moment. So I want to join you in thanking everybody. Thank all of you who are here, who have taken precious time away from your schedules and have really just felt the impulse of your own soul, of your own spirit drawing you to this moment. So I'm excited because we've got this moment, and we just never know what's going to happen in this precious moment. So thank you, Jacqueline. And I do want to say, too, on behalf of everybody here, when I was listening to you right up front, when you were thanking everyone for being here, you know, there are tones, T-O-N-E-S, and there are tones, and your tone is so authentic and so genuine and so from your heart, and that's my way of, on behalf of everybody, really expressing gratitude to you for not just for doing what you do, but for doing it with the heart, with the spirit, with the precious, precious quality of love that you do. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Bill. And everybody, when Bill says we're silly, he's not making fun of us. He's appreciating a sense of us being light. Is that true? Is that what you mean by silly?
That's exactly it. I have this awful sense of humor. When I use silly words like silly, I'm doing two things really. I'm recognizing the outside the box quality of each of us, and I'm being a little more intimate. So it's the kind of language you use with people that you care for deeply.
Thank you. So Bill and I had a talk or communication back and forth before this moment, and we came up with this idea. This is our theme, being creation. And I told Bill he was absolutely free to follow his spirit if he goes into one of those channeling places, and let's really go deep with this theme.
Wow, that is, you're just giving me carte blanche here. You are a brave, brave woman, Jacqueline. I'd like to add a little commentary to what you said. Actually, Jacqueline gets the credit for suggesting the topic being creation. And I know you're sitting there thinking, being creation, what's that? But it jumped out at me when she expressed it or invited it, and I got this whole big image of what this hour is about, because it felt to me like, ooh, all of creation wants to bless us in this hour. All of creation, everything that creation is, wants to be present, and I see is present here, and wants to, if you will, unleash its gifts, unleash its grace-filled blessings, benefits onto us, into us, for us, just in this time. So when she suggested being creation, here's what I did with that. it's just too adorable. So first, as I just said, I just kind of connected with all of creation. And wow, all of creation was there, is there right now. So if you can picture that, all of creation, everything that creation is, all the way from the divine to the infinite, to the bigger dimensions, multiple dimensions of life, to the many universes, to every bit of potential or a wave, if you will, that could ever be anywhere, past, present, future. It's all here. It's all here right now. And because that's so vast, and because in that is every ingredient, every tool, every spark, every source, every anything we need to create anything at any moment, wow, that's really powerful. So that was my whole next thing. I just got lost in all of creation as creation wanted to show up. Then I felt creation inviting me to this particular focus. And I want to apologize ahead of time because it sounds a little theoretical. And you know me well enough by now to know that I don't do a whole bunch of theory. But this one I just happen to like. It's sort of the holographic theory, if you will. You know, like life is a hologram. And one of the things I love about that perspective, that approach, that worldview, the holographic worldview, is this, that in that holographic perspective, in every part is the whole. So in you as a human being is all of humanity, is all of the earth, is all of this universe, is all of creation. So however you picture creation, you are that. And of course, in our three-dimensional dualistic world, we tend to look at creation as way out there. And of course, it includes us too, but it's way out there. So we don't tend to think of ourselves as, ooh, I am all the stars of the universe, or I am the bigger dimensions of life, or I am divine, if you will. But in this scientifically and ancient spiritual perspective, that of the hologram, you and I are everything. We are the microcosmic aspect of that in what we call the human self, and we are the macrocosmic aspect of all of that in what we don't even have a name for, but what we could call our infinite self. So the infinite self, the finite self. And I want to invite us in this precious time together to just be taken into that infinite self. We could be taken into the infinite creation, the infinite universe, the infinite everything. But let me stick with the word self, if you will. Here you are. You're this finite self, a human being. You came here to be human and to do all the human things. And, at least this is how I experience it deeply in myself, you came here not to leave your infinite self behind, but to bring your infinite self with you. And I feel like what we do is we pretend that we leave that infinite self behind so that we can jump with both feet into the human scene, and we can learn the dualistic dynamics, and we can really do humanness in its traditionally microscopic aspect. But then what we do, and I think every one of us here has done it to whatever degree and in whatever way, then we gradually reawaken to the bigger truth of us. And so if you ask yourself the question, wow, what is the bigger truth of me? There are lots of answers, but the answer that jumps out at me right now is, ooh, I am the macrocosmic universe. I am the infinite everything. I am the light field. I am the divine source. I am the I am all of what grace is. I am infinite possibility. I am everything that you could even think of is there. And I remember once having this, it wasn't that long ago, having this this image just shown to me by creation. And the image is that if you picture all the stars in our known universe, the gazillions of stars out there, those are an external expression of all those stars that are in our body. In our body as in, for each one of us, there are 100 trillion cells. Each one of those cells has 20,000 protein atoms in them. So 20,000 times 100 trillion equals, I don't have the foggiest clue, but I know you do because you've got it figured out. So we've got that many stars, that many photons of light, that many cells, that many atoms within our body. And so in truth, what we're looking at on a beautiful star-studded night when the moon's not there and all the stars are shining away, we've got a mirror of the inside of us. And the inside of us is a mirror of what's out there. In truth, we are everything out there, and we are everything in here. It's all there, and you could take that about the universe and make it there. You could take all the different dimensions of life, the multiple dimension approach, if you will, and you could relate one of those to each of our chakras. Now, traditionally, we define our chakras, you know, all seven of them or 11 of them, depending on how you count and what approach you take. But we define each of those more in terms of how they serve our finite self. You know, it's like the solar plexus is very much a center of feeling and emotion, and the heart very much a center of love, if you will. And on and on and on. But in truth, each of these chakras also is a host too, and an embodiment of every dimension, every larger dimension that in our conscious three-dimensional mind we can't even imagine. And so here, I'm just using these as little examples, the stars in the body, the chakras in our etheric energy system. Our mind, we have a superconscious mind and a conscious mind and a subconscious mind and an unconscious mind. Each of those relates to and embodies every bit of intelligence that could ever be, not just in our universe, but in every universe. So, you with me? Oh, yes, you are. Yes. Good. So if we just let go into, whoa, I am everything. I am all creation. I am everything that ever was, will be, could be, and I'm it right here and now. It's not just I'm it way out there in the far reaches of my aura. Yes, I am that. But it's I'm that in every corpuscle of my bloodstream, in every twitch of my nervous system, in every thought of my mind. No matter what's anywhere, it's right here. And that's the holographic you and the holographic me. Wow, we are everything. And so why is this such a big deal, you say? Bill, really, get realistic. You're making a big deal out of something. Well, yes, I am, as a matter of fact, because I'm so excited about it. And the reason is, I think, the answer to the question, which surely you must have asked, the answer to the question, I think, is why is it a big deal? It's a big deal because, in a sense, and I don't say this as a criticism at all, in a sense, just about every approach we have, I think, to our growth, to our expansion, to our healing, to our awakening, just about every approach is too small, because it's grounded in, it's rooted in, it's focused on the finite self, and it oftentimes doesn't use the tools of the infinite. It doesn't use the resources of the infinite. It doesn't use the miracles that are present in an everyday, every minute mode. in and from and through the infinite self that we are. And so just as I've had the pleasure and privilege of playing with that over the years, I noticed that the more I got called into what I'll just call my infinite self, the more I just kept expanding and letting go into that and letting go more and letting go more into to all that is anywhere, everywhere. And if I may use the verb, as I let go into becoming that, into becoming all that, the more I became it, the more I identified with it all, a funny thing happened. What happened was and is more miracles occurred. More divine intervention showed up. More grace just kept sort of throwing out all of its gifts into the hearts of whoever I was with. And the magic, that's the word, the magic of life just came alive and blessed. And blessed. It blessed me. It blessed those around me. It blessed the space around me. It blessed everybody I talked to, everybody I touched, like us right now. If in whatever way I am or have become creation itself or all that is, to whatever degree I have and you have and we all have done that, in whatever way that's true, wow, picture it, feel it, sense it. All the miracles, all the magic, all the gifts, all the blessings, all the grace, all the interventions, all the possible anythings that are present everywhere are immediately present here. So when our precious Jacqueline said, hey, how about being creation as a focus for you? I think, number one, she's tricky. You know, never turn your back on her, by the way. She'll do something like that to you. But by saying she's tricky, what I mean is I think she really gets, I don't think, I know, she really gets the gold medal quality of spirituality and growth. She really understands that we move in all the steps we take. We're moving toward something very, very, very special. So when she invited that topic, my sense is that in her own shrewd way and truly wise way, she was basically saying, let's maybe all of us take a leap, take a big leap together. Let's not just do another step. Let's take a sort of a quantum leap, if you will. Let's all be creation. And I'm just giving that just a minute, just to kind of soak into the depths of each one of us. And I'll just say the words again. Let's all be creation itself. Let's all be everything that we can imagine. If you're a visualizer, you might be picturing yourself just expanding and expanding and expanding. And losing the line, that thin line between that finite self and that infinite self, as you watch yourself just going up and out and becoming everything. And if you're a feeler, you might even be feeling your cells expanding. You might be feeling that whatever is the feeling of the infinite, the feeling of those bigger dimensional spaces. And if you're a thinker, if you're a knower, you might just have some sort of instant sense or knowing or intuitive grasp of, wow, this is what it's like to be, if I may use the word, to be big, just to be big, to be as big as life itself with a capital L, to be as expanded and expanding and expansive as not just this universe but every universe that could be in the multiverse. Just the experience of wow, I'm all of that. Doesn't it feel different? It feels all of a sudden less constricting. And frankly, almost every spiritual person I talk to has on earth some version of claustrophobia, even if it's a minor case. It's like where we feel just constricted enough, restricted enough, just kind of straight-jacketed just enough, because in our spiritual nature, which never leaves us alone, it keeps talking to us, it keeps inviting us, we are that big. And so to pretend that we're smaller than that, just, oh, it just doesn't fit, it just doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel good. So in a sense, as we gather together for these precious moments of just letting go and letting God, letting go and letting creation, letting go and letting self move from a small S self to a large S self, letting that microcosmic self just expand into this macrocosmic self, and to experience ourselves as everything, literally everything. As we do that, doesn't it feel? Isn't it sensed as just wonderful? It's like a homecoming. It's like, this is the me I am. Then, if you will, imagine yourself. Imagine, living every minute of every day that big, that expanded and expansive. Imagine just being all of that as you interact with your boss or your coworkers or your family or your friends, or as you walk through the grocery store or go to the post office to mail a package, just as you move down the street, just being a human presence. Imagine if you felt like you were the whole earth and the whole cosmos and every dimensional reality that ever could be. Imagine that if you felt like, I am everything that grace is. Wow, grace is that big. Grace is that loving. Grace is that giving. That's me. Imagine, and we could go on and on, but if you imagine that, imagine yourself as all of that, and picture yourself being present on earth as that, it's an amazing, amazing way to do humanness. It's remarkable. And the neat thing about it, the really cool thing about it, I think, is it's the truth. It's the truth of you. It's the bigger truth. But let me say, it's the real truth of who you are, and who I am, and who we are. And I think that's one of the reasons we tend to gravitate to people that are maybe more spiritual, but people who are expansive is because we love hanging out with those who just in their presence remind us of who we are, and they keep inviting us. I know in high school and college I used to play a lot of tennis. And I used to always try to play tennis with somebody who was just a little better than me. And the reason for that, of course, was because then I felt the possibility, and I allowed myself to stretch, and I let go into their greatness, in a sense, so that I could step into whatever the bigger skill set of that was. So using that just as an analogy, or just as a metaphor, if you will, here we are. All of us together, and after this comment, I'm probably going to turn it back over to Jacqueline. But here we are, you and I, all together, celebrating being everything. Being, yes, our microcosmic self, because in a sense we came here to celebrate that, to be that also. But in addition, in a both-and way, we're here to be both that and this macrocosmic, infinite, holographic being who is everywhere. And second, we came here together to let the blessings of that, the gifts of that, the truth of that, the power of that, the love of that, the dynamism of that, the spark of that, the magic of that come forth, awaken, spark into greater existence, become more a part of everything that we are, so that in turn we could live this beautiful, infinite, all creation life in a three-dimensional body. Jacqueline, let me turn this back over to you so you can do whatever you'd like to do.
But I'm practically speechless.
That's because I've hogged up all the words. I've eaten them up.
I'll tell you I'll tell you what it means to me, just to give a slightly different way of looking at it. You know, and I've been so conscious as we've been speaking. Actually, two things. One is that I felt so expanded. I was praying to be really present with every word with you. And like you had to reel me in just a little. And but the real impetus of coming to this topic and this time together was an awareness that when we're in this place of being creation, mm-hmm. it's all the fulfillment that we seek. It's the freedom. It's the joy. It's the abundance. It's the ease of connections and good opportunities, you know, that exactly match who we divinely are, the truth of ourselves that come into our lives. And I'll speak for myself. Bill's farther along and has really been such a leader for so long. He simply is this. My practice is to be this. I'm not always. There are times of, you know, real contraction, but the best flowing, most wonderful moments are when I'm able to be in this state and to maintain this state as much as possible. And not to take up too much of your time or away from Bill, I'll just mention this because I think many in our audience have had similar experiences and may not completely relate to what we're talking to right now, is that for me it was always up and out and reaching to the perfect heavens and kind of forgetting my body and being here on earth. You know, and then the transformation started to happen of getting moments of feeling all those divine qualities in the center of myself. And then there was another stage that is almost like breathing this, simply taking the breath, tuning into, in my case, in the area of the center of the chest, you know, it could be anywhere, tuning into the center of my chest. And when I just get, you know, totally calm and present with myself here, that expansion, I always have the sense of like popping open really big. Mm-hmm. So I just share that because I think there's probably different ways of getting to the same place. I'm just saying it, the same thing, but in different words. And it's so glorious. And I thought Bill was the perfect master to lead us to this place.
Wow. Thank you, Jacqueline. That was beautifully expressed. I had a sense when I turned it back over to you that you had something that was very wise to share, and I feel like you did just exactly that. I was really drinking in all your descriptive words as you were describing your approach to that, so I really thank you. It's very deep, it's very powerful, and it feels very quiet, like it's a sort of a quiet celebration of all that is and all that we are. So how about if I move us or invite us to move with me to the equivalent of a meditative time together? I'd like to take, I'm guessing, 10 minutes or so, maybe a little longer, and just invite us to an experience of being everything, of being all of creation. And I want to invite us not to get lost in the words, if you will. Words, of course, are very much a three-dimensional style of communication and connection. But as we all know, there are so many other languages. Every dimension has multiple languages to it. And, you know, we here have words as a communication style. We also have energy as a communication style. So please don't get too lost in the words, because all of creation certainly can give its gifts through words, and sometimes words are very important, and yet all of creation has no need to lock its method of giving gifts into words. And so if you be with the words in whatever way feels right and natural to you, but especially be with creation. Let yourself sense and feel a strong connection to everything that creation is. And you know, if there are, I'm just picking a number because I have no idea, if there are like 100 of us here, then creation is going to invite each of us in a unique way. And so creation will be inviting us 100 different ways and presenting itself and showing itself and stirring itself within us, awakening itself within us in a unique way. So while I'm going to be doing the words, I want to invite you to let the words serve you and serve your experience. So you be with the creation that you are. I'm going to be the voice of creation with a capital C, creation itself. And I'm just going to talk as creation for a little bit, and I'm going to keep my words a little general so that your internal experience can make them more specific. Hello, I am the very creation whence you came to earth. I'm the source. I'm the source that gave birth to you into your three-dimensional, dualistic, finite human form. I'm, in a sense, the birth canal of the divine. I am the expressor, the gift giver, and the ongoing creative force, creative juice of everything that you can see around you or ever have seen around you. I'm everything. And you were me before you came to earth. And I'm here to announce in a very, very official way now, you are still that me. I'm here to offer a formal invitation. I inspired Jacqueline to this focus, being creation. I inspired Bill when he heard it to say yes to it. And I've moved every word that's been expressed, and I've been stirring within you during this time thus far, so that all of that could lead me to giving you this very official invitation, at the end of which there will be an RSVP or request for your response. I, all of creation, invite you right now, right here, in this very moment, in this very second, to remember that you are me. It's an ancient memory that has lived not just in the deep recesses of your conscious mind, but in the absolute core of your being. I, all of creation, now officially awaken that memory. And this is my gift. This is the magic that I stir and move within you as we speak, so that as of this moment, that memory that you are me, you are that source, you are that creative juice, that creative spark, that creative magic, you are everything that ever could be, that memory is now awake in you, stirring, moving through you, coming alive in various little sparks through your nervous system, taking residence in your heart center, opening new venues within your body, new possibilities within your spirit, new openings within your energy field. Yes, I, all of creation, am awakened in your own memory as we speak. What is it that you remember now? As you just notice the various feelings or thoughts or impulses or intuitions or memories coming forth, what is it that this deep memory is showing you, demonstrating before your internal eye or eyes now? It may be, for some of you, it may be that knowing, that deep, ancient, perpetual knowing, ooh, I am everything, literally everything. And for others of you, it may be that deep, very personal knowing that, ooh, I am this particular facet of creation. And I am this way beyond the levels at which I have let myself know thus far that I am it. Whatever is that memory, it's just right for you. I, creation, the source, your source, am not just your historical source, but your current source. I am the source of every inspired thought that you've ever had in your life, the source of every deepest knowing, the source of every inspiration, the source of every connectedness to inner truth, the source of this gift or that person coming into your life at a given moment. And I reside in you. You are this source. I, this source, am you. Let us just breathe in for this moment as we breathe in the air or prana or chi of this dimension. Let us breathe also into ourselves the truth, the real truth of you, the truth that you are not lost. You are not deserted. You are not alone. You are not little. You are not disempowered. You are not unloving. You are not unloved. You are not abandoned. And you are not separate. Look at me, all of creation, through your inner eyes. See me, notice me, sense me, know me, intuit me, feel me, whatever is your style, and know the truth of what you are looking at, what you are perceiving, feeling, experiencing. Know the truth of me. Yes, the human illusion is, oh, I'm out there. I'm in the past. I'm out of reach. you're separate from me. The real truth, yes, the real, real, real truth is I'm you. I'm you. It's a funny joke we humans play on ourselves. It's a funny story that we have come to believe. The joke and the story that we're so separate, that we're so cut off, that we're somehow different from where we came from. May I, side by side with this grand invitation that I have just given you, may I remind every molecule within your body, every thought within your mental or consciousness system, every feeling within your energy, that you never left home. You never left me behind. It's just that I've been in the inner bank vault of your being. I've been a little hidden in the treasure chest of your heart. I've been hiding in the back room of your soul. And on this very, very day, I come out from these hidden spaces. And I show myself to you right here, right now, and I say, I am you. Remember the hologram. In every part is the whole. And you can split that part in two again, and the whole is there. And you can split that part in two again, and again, and again, and again, to where it's barely even visible, or not even visible, and the all, the whole, is right there. I am there. I am you. And so may I remind you, the truth is, I am you, I love you, I adore you, I am passionately alive in you. Because of you, the very brand and style of creation that I wanted to emanate from me is here. And I would never desert you. I would never be only partially present to you, simply because you are everything I always wanted to be, three-dimensionally. You are magic. You are the magic of me. And your life is magical. And your thoughts are magical. And your feelings are magical. And your energy field is filled with magical possibility. Yes, you are everything. Let me now invite you to the next invitation. Now that you have opened to who you really are as creation, now that you have owned that, give yourself permission now to let the natural gifts, the original blessings, the unending and enormous possibilities that are creation, into every minute of your life, every expression of your life, every action of your life, every movement of your life, into your job if you work, into your focuses, into your projects, into your to-do lists, into your consciousness, into your body, into your health. So that as you awaken to more joy, more love, more freedom, more prosperity, that you have at your fingertips, at the very microscopic tones of your vibratory field, you have all the gifts, all the miracles that are there. I, creation, in this moment, make available to you every blessing, every gift, and every expression that is just right for you, now and any time in and for your life. Because you are me, everything that I am is available to you and through you. So that everything you are and everything you touch wins. Wins because it gets the benefits of creation. As we close over the next 2 or 3 minutes of this special time together, may I, creation, emphasize anew not just how much I am you and you me, but how much I love you. Human love is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And as I, creation, see it, what is wonderful about human love is that in its own microscopic way, it is a mirror of a much more enormous, unending, unthinkably unconditional love that's everywhere. A love that, in the word that you call grace, is just expressed and expressed and expressed endlessly because you are love. So I, creation, say to you two things. I love you. Love you, love you without end. I will always love you. And second, because of that, I choose to embody in you in this moment so fully, so thoroughly, so deeply, so completely, that one, you will never forget, never, never forget, and two, you will know more and more every day that you are loved and that you are love itself. I, creation, thank you for these very, very special moments together.
Let's just be together in the silence for a moment or two. Such a rich blessing Bill, let me check in with how you're feeling. My sense is we almost should just breathe together and integrate and step into this experience as fully as we possibly can. How are you feeling?
I totally agree, and I'll just say that one other way, Jacqueline. One of the reasons that I think both you and I just happened to stop doing words is that this is the point at which words truly are cheap, and that all of creation speaks so many other languages, and there's something about what I feel is the language of silence that allows so very, very, very much. And so I'd like to invite maybe the next 5 minutes or so, and then Jacqueline, when you feel like it's time to invite us to come back verbally, I'd like to invite you to do that. But I'd like to maybe have us all really, really, really be so powerfully together over the next 5 minutes or so in the silence, and each of us witness in our own way all of creation just doing its own reverberation in that silence, and then giving us, each of us, a specific blessing. So this is just a time for a very specific blessing. And I, for some reason, want to emphasize the word specific. Creation called us together because it has a gift that it's committed to giving, and without words for the next moments, that gift is here.
So we're being absolutely silent now. So it's not a transmission issue. We're being together in the silence and allowing these blessings to come forth for each of us individually as well as collectively. And we're going to give this recording away. I'm getting strong guidance to do this, so this is going to be downloadable and share widely. Okay. And as we receive these blessings, let our gratitude be expressed, and may we share with others through our presence, through our energy, through the expansion of our consciousness, and by our physical action. And so it is.
And so it is. And I really thank each and every one of you for being who you are. In the biggest, all of creation sense of the term, and in the most intimate, human, three-dimensional sense of the term. Because I feel like just as we are both that finite and infinite self, the deeper truth is that as we are both of those, they are both exactly one and the same. They just look differently when seen through a different lens. And if I had a prayer right at the end of our time together, the prayer would be that for each of us, as we play in and sink into and are more and more lifted into this bigger cosmic all of creation self-awareness, as we're lifted into that awareness and as we identify more with that, that translate into seeing all of that in our humanness so that everything human becomes as sacred as everything divine is in our own awareness, in our own experience, in our own feeling, in our own connection. So that everything personal and interpersonal, every relationship, every involvement, every breath of air that we take in and exhale, that everything we touch and are touched by, that it have that same infinite, divine, all creation resonance to it, so that just in and through being all of creation, it lets us celebrate the absolute beauty of our human self. This has been such a joy, such a privilege, and such an honor, and I really thank you for this marvelous invitation to spend this sacred time with you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. And thank you, everyone. I think this is a good time for keeping it simple. So until we meet again, much love and appreciation.